Members and guests, good morning. The Transportation Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee will now come to order. Michelle, please call the roll.
Chairman Hooper.
Here.
Representative Anton. Representative Archiles.
Here.
Representative Davis.
Here.
Representative Fasano.
Here.
Representative Fullwood.
Here.
Representative Goodson.
Here.
Representative Nunez.
Here.
Representative Porter.
Here.
Representative Ray.
Here.
Representative Richardson.
Here.
Representative Rogers.
Here.
Representative Torres.
Here.
Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Michelle. Members and guests, a reminder about your electronic devices, if you would make sure they're in the silent mode. Anyone wishing to present before the committee today, make sure we have an appearance card for you. If you are here to hear CS for HB 135 by Representative Goodson, that bill is not going to be heard today. It is not ready for our committee to hear it, so it will probably be next week. With that being said, we do have one member bill to hear today, and I'm looking. I saw Representative Rodriguez earlier, and where did he go? He was here. His stuff's laying on the front row. Maybe he's in a restroom. Well, members, be sure to, it's the only bill we have to hear in our two-hour block, so be sure to treat him appropriately for holding up this good committee. We're here for his convenience, obviously. And this committee always has the purview to vote it down and reconsider it at a later date if that be your wishes. He has to be first.
All right, stern faces, everyone.
Welcome.
Representative Rodriguez, thank you for joining us this morning or this afternoon. If you would present CS for HB 563, good morning, sir, and you're recognized.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you, members, for the warm welcome. Our state operates a number of economic development incentive programs. These programs award private-public partnerships to private corporations that are creating jobs or investing capital in our state. What this bill does is it gives us better information and makes that information more accessible with respect to the return on that investment. It does that in two ways. It requires the Department of Economic Opportunity to collect more detailed information in a format that allows us to better evaluate it, and it requires the department to publish that information on a website and regularly update it. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Representative Rodriguez, having presented his bill, members, are there questions? There are no amendments. Are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, there are some appearance cards. There was a question. I'm sorry. Representative Fullwood or Torres, I'm sorry. You're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Morning, Mr. Representative Rodriguez. My one question to you is I'm looking at in the summary analysis, which is updated no less than once per year and be easily accessible to the public. Do you think the update should be quarterly or once a month rather than, less than one, once per year?
You're recognized, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the things that's been very helpful in this process is being able to sit down with some of the stakeholders and the Department of Economic Opportunity. We've sat down a number of occasions. The requirement that it be updated once a year is really there because this is a first step. What the Department of Economic Opportunity is going to have to do is that they're going to have to take the existing portal that they have and substantially upgrade it so that it can so that they can report all this information. But they're also going to be required, and they're going to be given extra time to do so, to go back, basically go back through their history to the 90s and to post the data that they currently have. For example, the bill requires that once the confidentiality period has expired on an incentive deal, that the contract redacted for any trade secrets is posted on Department of Economic Opportunity's website, and that's gonna take them some time. And so the year requirement really is because as the Department of Economic Opportunity operates right now, that would be a substantial change because they're going to have to, on the anniversary of awarding an incentive deal, they're going to have to update all the incentive numbers, how many jobs have been verified, that sort of thing.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm good.
Representative Fasano, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, thank you so very much. Good morning, Representative. Will this also require that they post who they're contracting with, the vendors?
Representative Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It would not. This would only relate to public-private partnerships.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Right. And public-private partnerships being that there's tax dollars involved in this, is that correct?
Representative Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, it would be tax refunds, tax rebates, tax exemptions, outright grants, but it would not relate to, for example, Enterprise Florida's own vendors and own contracting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions? Seeing none, you do have two appearance cards, Ms. Amy Ivancho from the Florida Economic Development Council. Waves in support, thank you. And Michael Preston from Enterprise Florida. Waves in support. Anyone else from the public wish to address the committee? Members, we're in debate. Is there debate on the bill? Debate? Seeing none, Representative, you're recognized to close on your bill. Having waived close, Michelle, if you would, please call the roll.
Representative Antone. Representative Zartiles.
No.
Davis.
Faisano?
Yes.
Bullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes, and by your vote, is there any member wishing to reconsider their vote because nobody followed suit?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I believe that makes the vote unanimous. We'll show the bill reported favorably. We were going to mess with you, Representative, but they took pity on you. Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Mr. Chairman, I want to be recognized that I did follow orders.
You have followed encouragement, not orders. Members, anything else? But that's all the business we really have today. I believe this week we receive our allocation, which is what we've been waiting on for some time. And when we do that, we will begin building our budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing and hearing none, Representative Rogers moves we rise without objection. We're adjourned.